check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbells.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Eric.
I'm Robbie, and this is podcast number 78 of Two Downies Dudes for October 3rd, 2015. On this episode, we're joined by Barrett, Jen, and Shayna for some stories, news, misconnections, pedo watch, and on the hunt with Barrett Lyon.
Come on, dude!
Alright, so this week on the podcast, we are joined by Barrett Lunt, avid hunter, world traveler, and Hannaford macaroni salad eater.
Hey.
We got Jen Robidoux of Jen's Auto, car hoarder and queen of the Haitians.
Hey.
And Shayna Witham, queen of hair, heartbreaker, and recovering Jehovah's Witness.
Hola.
So... we're going to start right out the gate here with checking in with Barrett. I believe you've been traveling a bit, Barrett.
Yeah.
And I have to ask, because I saw you post on Facebook that naturally you got seated next to a rather large man.
Yeah.
On the airplane. Would you like to tell us about that?
It's so predictable. Every time I'm sitting there, you know, I usually try and get on the plane as quick as I can. I'm looking down the aisle, and there he comes. And he comes and he sits down right next to me, and he even says to it, you know, to me, he goes, hey, you know, it's too bad for you. You know, you get sitting next to the 320-pound plus guy.
Too bad
for
you.
Oh, well, thanks for stating the obvious. You know, it's getting hot in here. And he starts going through his phone. Apparently the guy was going to go tuna fishing off of Baja, Mexico, totally random. And the guy is owns some sort of catering business, and you know, it's a good thing, cause you never trust a skinny cook, right?
That's true.
So obviously the guy knows what he's doing, and I swear to God, at least 20 minutes of the flight, he's flipping through his phone, showing me platters that he's famous for. I'm doing the air quotes here. He's famous for these platters. Check out these sandwiches, these wraps. This is what I'm known for. He's like, thinks that he's famous. I'm like, I don't even know what you do, man. You know, you just, people pay you and you give them food, right? You know, I don't really know what the story is there, but 20 minutes of literally looking at platters, pictures of platters, that's all it is.
And he's building up a sweat because you're looking at pictures of platters.
Yeah. He's having a hard time. He's going through it. He's telling me how famous he is, how he doesn't need to work. He's given up the business. He's just like, you know, I do this just, you know, to take up some time. And I'm like, all right, guy, I don't really care at all. But, you know, if you want to tell me your whole life story, he starts telling me about his daughter, his wife, how he doesn't like her. And just, I'm like, I'm not a hairdresser, dude. You don't need to tell me everything that you know.
Like, did you bring me a sandwich?
Yeah.
That's the question. Yeah. If you're so famous. Come on.
How long was the flight? Where was it to?
About 3 days, I think.
Fair enough.
I was going back out to California. So this was the leg from Bangor to Philadelphia, so hour and 40 minutes.
Hmm. It could have been worse, but still... being seated next to the 400-pound Bobby Flay wannabe, a little rough. Well, glad you made it back safe. I got to ask, too, about the macaroni salad.
Yeah.
You are obsessed with the Hannaford macaroni salad.
It's pretty good. You know, I've got to say, I get a little bit anxious when I run out. I get the 3-pound at a time. I don't know if you guys have had it.
That is brutal. You haven't taken a shit in like 2 months, have you?
Constantly.
Do you want to get into that? Why do you think I'm on Facebook all the time?
That's a good point.
All the time in the world.
That's what I do, too. Nice. Now, do they carry it at both Hannafords? Because you work down on the island. So do you get it at the Hannaford in Bar Harbor, or do you... buy it here in Ellsworth and bring it to work?
I'm pretty disappointed, actually, because apparently people on MDI don't eat 3 pounds of macaroni salad because they're probably going across the street to the A&B Naturals.
Oh, yes.
So they only have the 1 pounder there, and that gets you through, what, a day? Come on, guys.
Seriously. That's like a snack.
That's one shovel full.
Oh, that's rough. Yeah, I had to say something because I've seen, I mean, this is not just a one-time thing. Like, you're constantly posting on Facebook about it. It's gotten to be a bit of a habit, maybe even a problem.
Is this an intervention? it feels kind of like an intervention.
Is the flavor consistent from one Hannaford to the next?
Most of the time. Oh, yeah. I've had a couple of times where it was a little bit different.
Except because it's moldy.
Oh, no. It does. Those containers don't sit there for very long.
I was going to say they don't mold because there's so many preservatives. Maybe that's the case.
Well, they fly off the shelf.
That's probably a good time to segue into a little bit of a pedo watch.
Get your fat ass back here. Don't you mouth off to me or I'm going to slap you right in your penis. Da 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 da.
How is that a good segue?
I know.
I just got to step in. I don't mean to cut you off.
Make the connection here. Well, actually, it could be dirty macaroni because there is a gentleman that formerly worked at Hannaford.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that has been arrested yet again. We talked about it before when you were here, Jen.
Yep.
Nicholas Pike is his name. And there's a story posted on the MDI Islander that says, an Ellsworth man was reportedly found lying naked in the public bathrooms at the front of the Mount Desert Island YMCA here on Wednesday, September 23rd. Bar Harbor police responded to a call from the Y and arrested Nicholas D. Pike, 19. Pike was on bail from a previous offense, according to the police statement. A condition of his release prohibited him from being at any location primarily used by children under the age of 16. Pike was arrested on a charge of violating conditions of his release. Oh, my God. Jen's holding up right now the arrest photo, the mugshot, which is not pretty.
He's
bawling his eyes out.
He's crying.
I saw we. I saw we.
He's so crying.
Oh, I'm so
going. I don't know how to feel about that.
Such a
jerking
off in the jail, huh? Let's see how good he does there.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I guess at least he's showing remorse or some sort of emotion.
He's fucking scared.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
he
fear.
He knows what's going to happen.
That's a fear cry.
Yeah. He doesn't want to get caught.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, because it doesn't get specific, and maybe that's all there was to it, is he was just found naked laying on the floor of the Y bathroom. But
seems reasonable.
Like, were there other people in there? Was he,
about
like,
him
touching
ever.
Himself? Yeah. Was he approaching people, or was he just on the bathroom floor naked? I don't know.
Maybe he slipped and fell getting out of the shower.
Oh, that's true.
That
actually,
reach around
with
got a
heart on.
Too. Well, soaked up.
The problem with that is they did specify, I guess the director of the Y wanted to clarify that the incident took place in the public bathrooms and not in the locker room.
Oh, so that's even better. So there wasn't a reason for him to be naked
no.
on the floor.
No,
right.
He was in the public bathroom laying on the floor.
Yeah.
There's also mention of, isn't at the end of the article, isn't there more mention of other things
yes.
that he had
yes.
been caught doing?
Right
like,
here.
Underwear.
Oh, please.
Underwear.
According to Foster, which is the district attorney for Hancock County, Pike was on bail for an earlier arrest in Ellsworth on charges that he sent one or more nude photos of himself to a boy over the age of 12 in Canada. And that he stole a pair of boys' underwear from Walmart in Ellsworth. Foster added that Pike has an incident on his juvenile record similar to what happened at the YMCA, but declined to provide details. Pike's being held without bail at the Hancock Hello. County Jail
wow.
in Ellsworth.
About time.
Really?
Right.
Without bail.
Right. Wait, a child under the age of 12.
Over the age of 12.
Oh, over. No, it says under the age of 12.
Boy over the age of 12 in Canada and stole a pair of boys' undies from Walmart.
Oh, I was looking at the article I'm looking at says visual sexual aggression against
right.
a child
That's
under the
time.
Age of 12.
That's this
That's
time.
Oh,
at
okay.
the Y?
Last time was over 12. This time, under 12.
I think the visual thing was a completely separate. I'm not sure where I've heard this information, so I don't know where I'm supposed to share it or not.
There's different. It's right here.
Okay.
The the one this time was a Class C felony visual sexual aggression against a child under 12.
Right.
That was this time.
The time he's out on bail for charges right now for sending nude photos to a boy over age 12 in Canada.
Right.
And stealing Grundy's.
Wait a second. Visual sexual aggression, is that what they call eye-fucking someone?
Sending pictures. No, it's like giving people a stink eye.
Whoa, yeah. Okay. I feel pretty uncomfortable now.
And that'll be a good segue.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, in Canada, is that... I mean, why was he sending pictures to a kid in Canada?
He probably met him online, you know.
Or maybe it's like more acceptable there.
Stone
maybe
Phillips
it's like the drinking age is lower. Maybe the age of consensual sending pictures of your junk is younger too. Like,
what's the age exchange rate in Canada?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, that's probably what it is. Yeah,
awesome.
Like, well, I sent it to a 14-year-old, but in American years, that's
like
25.
Yeah. At least he looks like a pedophile. Yeah. You know. Public service announcement. It's like that guy can be walking down the street and everyone's like keeping their kids close.
Right.
You know?
So there's this little secret that I've been kind of keeping for a really long time.
It's a bad time to bring that up.
He used to be one of my clients. Ooh. When he was a child.
What does that mean?
Jeez, to cut his hair.
Not a bikini wax.
When he was a youngin.
Whoa.
I might have my own record now. But yeah, no, oddly enough, recognize him.
No kidding.
But he was like 12 then.
Did he always have that sweet cowlick?
Yes. Bitch to cut.
Is his hair receding?
Jeepers.
No.
Huh.
No.
Isn't that weird?
There we go.
In your defense, Shana, though, it does look like he hasn't had a haircut in a while. It's looking pretty ratty.
And it definitely wasn't me.
We've got a cause and effect here.
Yeah.
That once the haircut stopped, he started going the wrong track.
That's a good time to plug Shana. Yeah, you're if you need a haircut and you don't want to molest children, go to Shana. I mean, I'm not saying that was the cause, but
it might be.
People can fill in the blanks.
It can't hurt, right?
Yeah. Wow. I actually commented on, somebody had posted this link, and I've seen more apologists on this article than I ever have on anything else. And maybe it's just because he's young, or maybe a lot of people in the community know him, but so many people rushing to his defense and saying, like, oh, he's sick, he's mentally ill, jail's not the place for him, we shouldn't be locking these people up. And there was a girl that was completely defending him on Facebook. And she said he shouldn't be in jail in the first place. He is mentally ill, and jail isn't the place that will give him the help he needs. I know it's scary when kids are involved, but as a 19-year-old in that condition, he's only a child himself. Like, oh, so it's okay then, because it's like two children touching each other. That's still not okay. Yeah. Like, you should still prevent that from happening.
Yeah.
Also, I commented, I'll actually read what I commented. I said, mentally ill or not, he is harming children, and there need to be consequences for his actions. And thus far, he's shown a clear disregard for boundaries set by our court system. Until his illness can somehow be treated, I have yet to see any research showing that it can be successfully, he needs to be kept away from society, not simply for punishment, but to protect society from him. Similar to drug addiction, addicts need treatment, but that doesn't negate the crimes an individual commits. While mental illness can explain behaviors, it does not excuse them. We are a society of laws, and by our laws, he is not a child. He's an adult that is preying on children.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So it's just, it's really frustrating to see people, like, jumping to his...
Yeah. Well, on the flip side of that, Robbie, I don't know if you remember back when we first came out with the article, we came out with when we were talking about it, there was a lady, Missy, that had posted... about this before it came out.
Right.
So everybody was jumping on the bandwagon, and I was kind of one of the people that was shy about jumping to any conclusions, because I worried that if this was false, nothing had been in the paper. The police were keeping it super quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was really sketchy at first. So I thought, you know what? If this is a lie, this kid is going to go commit suicide. Something's going to happen because we don't know if it's true. It hasn't come out in the paper. And then it was just like this big rush that came out in the paper. And anyway, I was one of the people that said, well, let's wait and make sure we got the facts first.
Right.
Before we jump to conclusions about this guy.
Yeah.
So
fast forward to today.
One of my Facebook friends posted the article when it came out the other day. Just going to leave this here for the folks who are so quick to condemn my friend for speaking up. Because her friend Missy was the one that posted about it in the beginning. Everybody, it went viral. Everyone started sharing the shit out of it. So I posted on this one and just said, hey, I was one of the people that didn't know whether to believe it or not at first. Not that I didn't want to protect our kids, but we didn't really have all the facts.
Right. So. I know. And that's always a tough thing because similar to what we talked about on the last podcast, the listener Jeremy Mace had commented on, of course, it's a small world, but a Bangor Daily News article where a gentleman was arrested for some break-ins. And it turned out to be my girlfriend Sarah's house that was broken into. And his comment was, you know, don't go publicly shaming people until they're convicted guilty. But, you know, there's also just there should be a level of common sense. And I'd like to think that the legal system works. And I actually brought it up last time that, you know, okay, we can hope for the best. And it seemed like he should be pretty much caught red-handed. Not so much. Sarah actually found out that he's being charged with like three other burglaries. He's not being charged with her burglary, even though he had her iPod on him when he was arrested. What? And there was a fingerprint of his that they identified on the outside of the window where the AC unit was pushed in, because there is no proof that he was ever in that house. There's proof that he touched the outside of the house, and there's proof that he had the iPod, but he could have found that on the street. And he could have just touched the outside of the window. There's no proof that, therefore, he's not getting charged with that. They're focusing on the other burglaries, which is fine and dandy. You know, he's obviously going to jail. He's getting in some trouble. But she's kind of having a hard time with that, that there's no justice for what he did in her house. And it's like, oh, well, we got him on these other ones, so don't worry about it.
That's fucked up.
But that's, you know, where the justice system can kind of fail. And you know, there's sometimes it is just common sense, like, okay, it's in his pocket, there's a fingerprint on the window, he did it. You know, same thing with this guy, like, well, there's no proof that, like, well,
right,
it reaches a point where it's like, okay, he may not have been convicted yet, but Jesus Christ, I don't know. I guess along the lines of sexual deviance, we've got a new little thing we're going to do on the podcast tonight. And Jen has come up with the idea of reading some nice romantic missed connections articles off of Craigslist.
Do you want me to explain what missed connections are for anybody that might not
know? Yeah, for sure.
So on Craigslist, in the personal section, there's a section for missed connections. And basically, it's people that may have seen someone in passing and wanted to, you know, make a connection with them. You know, you saw somebody on the subway and they were cute, you made eye contact, post it there. If that person maybe saw you and they thought the same thing too, they would look on, I don't even know how it works, but I guess it's people hook up randomly from that. So we've got some sweet misconnections that we're going to read. Mine's a little long, but it's definitely necessary. Titled Guy Who Chased Purse Snatcher. Hi. You, I hope, get this. Just after I was totally convinced there were few men left in this world, here I finally see one take action in his own hands. And I won't lie to you. I liked it a lot, and it was incredibly hot. I was the girl in the corporate skirt, a skirt that was rather high, waiting at the bus stop and periodically checking my phone. I had seen you earlier walking around, and truth be told, I didn't give you much thought. But don't read into that. I have the red storm in town this week, and my job has been stressing me out a bit.
It's getting really romantic, the red storm.
As I waited, suddenly, I saw a man run up to an older woman sitting nearby, do a ninja-like cartwheel, and grab her purse. She screamed, and this is when you took note. You were walking right past me at this point, threw your coffee on the ground, and tossed me your messenger bag. Not again, you said. Not in my house. Nuh-uh, no way. Following this decree, then you ran after the man and yelled at him to stop. Stop, asshole, right now! And surprisingly, he did. Although he had a black mask on, he turned around and I could tell he stared you down. Lo and behold, then he started running toward you and yelling incoherently. You had paused by this point and remained in place, doing a few shadow kicks and punches to dissuade him as much as you could.
Judy Chop.
It's friggin' Zorro, I know it.
And finally, the moment I was waiting for, the conclusion. With him running toward you, you maneuvered yourself to execute a roundhouse kick, which, if executed perfectly, would have kicked his head off completely. Trust me, I'm from Cleveland, and that's how it works.
Wow.
As the moment of impact neared, I was hoping you would try to kick his head toward me and then use that as an opening to ask for my number. So I kept close watch, believe you me. Suck on this, criminal, you said, when twisting and readying your body to take him out. But unfortunately, your foot hit a parking meter, and he was able to just beat the shit out of you since he had the upper hand from the first move. He'd literally just kicked your ass, took your wallet, and for some reason, took off your pants as a form of psychological punishment. You laid there in just a white button-down and underpants and cried until the police showed up and put a blanket on you and gave you tea. But I think it's cool that you at least tried to do something, and for that, you get a date with me. My name is Tiffany. I have a cat, some ambiguous student loan debt, and I drive a Kia. Let's get some sushi and talk about society together. Hope to hear from you, Tiff. P.S. To make sure it's you, tell me where this went down and be specific.
That's
beautiful. Nice. That is so beautiful.
So wonderful.
The first way that she described herself was, I have a cat.
Always a good sign.
She might have 40 of them, actually. So mine... mine's titled, Did We Hook Up at the Megadeth Motorhead Concert?
Oh, did we?
Me, blue hair, silver tube top, fishnets, knee-high black biker boots. You, red mohawk, black pentagram gauges, viper piercings. I was grinding on you in the pit, then we went to the bathroom and got fucked up. You had a nice cock and I was wasted, so I... Sorry. I let raw dog in the stall. Oh my
God. It's getting
sorry,
hotter
I can't
in here.
Even, I can't even.
Wow.
Right.
That could be anybody at a Megadeth concert. I mean, come on.
I was grind. Oh, wait, hang on. I got sidetracked. Whoa. You were really good, and you had to gag me so I would not make too much noise. Anyway, I'm pregnant. It's yours. Contact me if you want to be a part of the child's life.
Wow. That was hot.
Yep. I'm sweating.
Did I mention that Shayna was formerly a Jehovah's Witness?
Oh, shit. Robbie?
All right. You may have been my true love, Prince. Of, mind you, not have. I, comma, was wearing purple polka-dotted crotchless panties, yellow fuzzy tap dancing shoes, and a rainbow knee-high socks with swirly peace signs. On my tits, I had disco pasties. I have sick, S-I-C-C, multicolored dreads. You had a green goatee and no pants. A cow pattern blazer, no shirt, sick, also S-I-C-C, tats. I saw you hula-in on the multicolored flying dragon art car as I was riding my tight cruiser through the sick play of dust. But this just, she just got like Ebonics all of a sudden. It went from hippie to Ebonics. We made eye contact and never saw each again. Hope the universe brings us together. Namaste.
Oh.
P.S. My name is Raven. Naturally. PPS, we saw each other at Burning Man. It all makes sense now.
Yeah. You can't make that shit up. You just can't make that shit up. Nope.
Me?
That's my kind of love story.
Yeah, I thought that would be perfect for you.
The disco pasties.
Oh, yes.
My go? All right, my turn. This is Naughty at a Funeral.
Oh, God.
I am looking for the guy that I banged at my uncle's funeral 2 weeks ago. We were sitting next to each other, and you started rubbing my leg while trying to comfort me. You told me that I was beautiful, and next thing I knew, we were walking to the bathroom. Yep, bathroom, not bedroom. I'm really worried because you never did say how you knew my uncle, and I'm freaked out that we could be related. Wow. If we are not related, I thought maybe we could continue where we left off. Maybe it was because it was taboo, but it was so hot. I don't think the funeral director knew what to think when we walked out of the bathroom together. Anyways, I hope to hear from you.
Well, the fact that it was a funeral makes it taboo, but if they really were related, that's even more taboo. Oh, so you'd think God. That would make it even better.
That's just true. Saying, like, good point.
If they like taboo,
they're tabooing it all the way to fuck. Yep.
All right, so the title of this one is Desperately Seeking a Man with Stink Breath.
Is that a fetish?
It's a long one. So when I first laid eyes on you, I couldn't look away. You have hazel brown eyes, curly hair, a 5 o'clock shadow, muscular build, and brown skin. Kind of like a young Boris Kojo, whoever the hell that is. Although he is aging very well. If you were his actual age, I wouldn't mind. You were ordering a burrito bowl at Chipotle. I remember you ordered the barbacoa with brown rice. Good choice. We exchanged glances while waiting in line, and I think you even winked at me. We both were headed to the sofa, to the soda machine, soda fountain, and that's when it hit me. You said, "How are you beautiful?" But all I could think about was the smell of your breath. It smelled like someone jizzed into a Frito bag and threw it in a bum.
Wait, what kind of bum?
Like a homeless bum?
Yeah, or like somebody's ass.
Like a bum.
Just reflect on that. Yeah. It smelled like someone farted a cheeseburger into a litter box. It smelled like someone. Sorry. So, like someone lit a homeless person on fire and then smoked a cigarette.
And then smoked a cigarette?
I'm sorry.
I feel like the cigarette really wasn't necessary at that point.
Maybe it helped. It smelled like someone did the Harlem Shake after an extensive cardio workout in a porta potty. It smelled like someone threw up in your mouth, like some two girls, one cup shit, and then cooked some bacon. After you said that, "I'm sorry, but I just walked away. I wish in the moment I could have looked past your awful breath and just stuck it out. I had some gum. Location, Philadelphia."
Oh, my God. Wow.
I like the faint undertones at the end. Like, she, like, lays down a real thick bass of, like, homeless people. And then at the end, like... And you smoked a cigarette, and then someone cooked bacon.
Farting a cheeseburger just into a litter box.
I think as it progressed, she actually threw in some things that were kind of nice. Like she was getting used to it.
She didn't want to like completely turn him off altogether, right. And yeah, be right. Like, you know, I wouldn't date you.
It was
it's
bad.
Like, man, it was like a hint of bacon.
I don't like the smell of jizz into a Frito's bag.
Right, but you throw some bacon in there or a smoked cigarette, and like I can live with that.
Not all porta potties smell bad, right?
Right.
The fact that Jen was like rocking back and forth as I was reading that, I couldn't keep up with
is
that.
Is this the last one? Last Should I one. I read the next one you gave me because mine was so short?
Yep.
And I'm such a good reader.
Yep.
All right. So this is We Hooked Up, It Broke, Baby on the Way.
Ooh.
Oh, so, snap.
This might have been in a Megadeth concert.
An old fashioned love story.
If you want to be in the child's life, it will be born soon. I hope you will. I am Mexican-American, 5'4", 100 pounds when we screwed. You told me you were a business entrepreneur. I tried to draw you. I'm no police sketch artist, but I think the resemblance is there. You are Middle Eastern, tallish, had about a 6.5-inch dick. We had sex three times, then you disappeared. If anybody from the village area recognizes this man, let him know he has a baby soon coming. Son, baby son coming. And there's the picture. That's the wonderful artist rendition of that man.
We've got to post that.
That will be a very attractive child, I think.
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah, it's like a
you
step
gotta
up from...
You take that, and we have to get that on the Facebook page so all the world can see that. You know, we want to get the word out there.
A snap.
He got a baby on the way.
Oh, yeah.
We need to let that guy know.
Yeah.
And when you're describing yourself in the past tense, at that time, I was 100
right.
pounds.
Yeah. Now then, I'm about 300.
Right now, I'm 9 months pregnant and 300 pounds.
Yeah. So that was, that's, that, at least that shows the casual encounters of Craigslist shows that true love still exists in the world.
It does.
You know, love at first sight.
Yeah. Kind of gives you hope.
It does.
All right, we got to throw back a little bit because we talked about it last time, but I actually feel guilty that we even went over it without you guys here. But the trailer park incident, I feel like we've got to recap that. I don't have the article up, but you guys know the one that I'm referring to. Shane, are you aware of the... all right, so there was an altercation involving two gentlemen that were found in the trailer park across from Pizza Hut here in Ellsworth.
Okay.
And so they were trying to enter the park with two guns, and they were, I guess, greeted by a guy that had a crossbow to defend himself. And the police intervened before things got real heavy, before there was like an old school Western style shootout in the trailer park. But apparently one of the, or the guy with the crossbow was talking shit about some girl, some female. So these guys went to talk to him with guns,
right?
In
right.
the trailer park.
Right.
So
trailer park style.
A quick Google Ellsworth crossbow trailer gets you the article.
That's probably one of the top searches on Google.
Jen, you must have more info.
I don't.
Really?
This is the first. I do not.
Don't know the guys or their backstories or.
I don't. I didn't even recognize the names. Did you?
No.
Those are like their shootout names: Thomas Krim and Wyatt Salisbury.
Thomas Krim and Wyatt Salisbury.
This guy looks like he's one fart away from exploding.
A new.
He's a little bloated. Fuck. Looks like he might have drowned.
Oh wow! Yeah, you're right.
Straight
I didn't notice.
So
is that Wyatt? Oh no, that's Thomas.
He's 26 years old too. Like, where are these kids coming from? Ask Tyler. They're 26.
I asked him if he knew both of them. He didn't. When it happened, I asked him.
I think we need more of these stories in this area. I think that's what I'd commented on the Facebook. I'm just like, you know. You get the crossbow, you get the fight scene in the trailer park. You know, I'm just Wings thinking Trailer Park Boys, the Canadian show there, you know.
Right. It
just work itself out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Come on, Ricky.
Yeah.
Come on, Ricky.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how we didn't make that connection.
Ricky. With the Trailer Park Boys.
Right.
Because this is a scene right out of that show.
The guy on the left could be Bubbles without glasses.
He absolutely could be Bubbles without glasses. Nice. Jesus Christ.
I'm
they are they
about
are a
this
couple
girl
of...
that they were defending
him right.
for honor. Like,
which
she must
I...
be something special.
Yeah,
I'm
and I felt I felt bad because on the last podcast I called her a whore and I don't even know her. Like, that was kind of
nice.
Wrong of me. I shouldn't have done that.
Right.
But I just, I made an assumption based on the pictures I was seeing. And
she needs to show
wait,
herself.
You called some trailer park girl a whore.
I did.
And
I did. And
feel
I
bad about
I feel
it.
Bad. I feel guilty. Hey, you can't be too quick to judge.
Well, I think we brought up the possibility that it might be that poor little old lady that crosses the street there.
Oh, Jesus.
Ella?
Oh.
The little, she drags around her little cart?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that her name, Ella?
She's a walker, dude.
Well.
Yeah, she crossed the street between like September and October, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes her that long. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes people with crossbows come out and help her across.
That's how they were doing. They were
Daryl. Daryl. Yeah. It was a Daryl moment.
Those guys watch Daryl too much moment. Walking Dead, yeah. obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit. Actually, that reminds me, too, of another character that I don't think we've brought up on the podcast before. I don't know of what exactly we'd call him, but have you guys seen the guy that cruises around? Maybe I did mention it before. Guy that cruises around on his electric scooter on
the
sidewalk.
Scotty guy.
And he goes on High Street, and he goes faster than the traffic on High Street.
Wheelies.
And he's got the little fucking, like, little Scottish hat, like the golf hat on, but clearly he's not going golfing.
Yeah. Clearly.
He's a character, I would say.
Yeah, what we should name is Scotty.
Scotty? I like Scott. I think Scotty would work.
Who's that guy that is like one of the smartest people on Earth?
Oh, Stephen Hawking.
Stephen
Hawking. Yeah.
Yeah. That's him.
Hawkins.
Scotty Hawkins.
Scotty Hawkins. Yeah. Honestly, okay, I'm going to be a huge dick for saying this right now. I don't give Stephen Hawking all that much credit, because when you can't move, like, what else is he going to do? He wasn't going to be a professional NHL player. Like, all he got to do is sit there and think and study. Like, I don't think
is
it's that
bad
big of a
that
deal.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Stephen Hawking? He's the guy that talks like this about the universe. He talks through a computer about black holes and space and the universe and wheels around in his chair.
That one I actually
do you not know who Stephen Hawking is, or do you not know who the guy
who
is that wheels
he's
around?
He's an astrophysicist. Now that my mic is back working,
I'm going to get my rebuttal.
He didn't start out in a wheelchair talking like a robot. It was a gradual progression of multiple sclerosis that eventually brought him to a wheelchair. Right. But he started out at Cambridge as a really, really, really smart guy.
Sorry,
who could
bro.
Walk and talk.
Sorry, bro.
Well, I'm just letting you know that he didn't just sit around and like decide that he would think about the universe because he couldn't do anything else. Like he had a wife, he had kids, he was married. Like he did do other things before the wheelchair.
Ah, that's too bad.
The fact that that's what he's known for, and he still could have moved around and done something other than playing with calculators and looking at stars.
This is true. Yeah.
He had the opportunity.
He did.
He could have been an NHL player.
He could have been.
Maybe he got checked a little too hard. I don't know.
I don't think anybody could catch him in that chair, too.
That's true. Yeah, now I feel like an asshole. Thanks, Eric.
Not a problem.
Okay, well, I think we're going to do a new segment on this podcast that Eric thought of.
Yes.
Called On the Hunt with Barrett Lunt.
Boom.
So I figure we just kind of check in with you, Barrett, since you're the only dude that we know that hunts really.
Right. So you've been bear hunting? Or
yes.
Were bear hunting? It's over now?
Yeah.
I had no idea bear season was already.
Yeah, August was pretty much getting the bear sites going, keeping them going, bringing the bears in. September was you were able to hunt over bait. So it was a very, very busy 2 months.
And of course, like we talked about last year when the whole bear baiting thing was up, you must have shot at least 15 this year, right?
Right, because it's so unfair.
It's so easy.
It makes
it
easy. Yeah. So how many bear did you shoot? How many hundred?
Probably 800.
800 bear.
Yeah.
So no bear this season?
No. I had a pretty good-sized bear coming behind the house. But because it was so smart, it was always a step ahead of me. The only time that it was out there during shooting time was the one day I didn't have time to hunt, so I went out to bait the site and scared it away from the site. So, yeah, she was over 400 pounds. Got a lot of good pictures, thousands of pictures of crows and raccoons. That is annoying, but...
Yeah,
a couple of good pictures of the bear, and it actually walked in behind me at one point when I was hunting. Never got a good look at it so that I could get it in the sights. But that gets your heart going like nothing else.
Well, I would imagine.
Yeah, knowing that there's a 400-pound plus bear right behind you. And it's almost dark, and then you know that once it's dark, you know, legal hunting has ended. You have to walk back out of the woods with that bear still right there.
Then it's the bear's turn to hunt you.
Right? Yeah, and it's black and it's dark,
and he can see at night.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And he's allowed to do whatever he wants.
Right.
At that point, like, there's nothing you can do, but he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Well, also, not if he doesn't have his people hunting license.
That's right. Yeah. Fucking bureaucracy, bearocracy.
Oh. In with the pun.
So where do you get your bait for the baiting?
A friend of mine is a guide and ended up getting a whole truckload of donuts, cake batter, cake frosting, literally like, I don't know, I think there was probably like 8 4x4 like totes basically out of cardboard that were probably 3 or 4 feet tall that you had to shovel into 55-gallon drums. And I don't know how many drums there ended up being, but basically a bunch of us all go in on that And so I think the 55-gallon barrel was something under $60.
Yeah.
So
it just come from, like, bakeries, local bakeries or something like that?
Yeah, I think this was somewhere down in southern Maine. As the popularity of bear hunting increases, so does the difficulty in finding mass amounts of bakery goods.
Well, right. With bait like that, don't be surprised next year if you see me skulking around your backyard.
can I get a barrel? Yeah. Yeah.
I basically just sit there in the tree stand just drooling. Like, I can smell the cinnamon and the sugar and everything else.
I just want to eat out of the barrel. Just, like, give me a fork. I'll just hang out here.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
Now, you don't just, from what I've seen and heard, you don't just throw it in the barrel, though, right? You got to kind of, like, set it up so it's tricky, so they don't just eat it all right away.
The raccoons will come in and eat it all. So what you want to do is you want to have a hole in the side of the barrel, put the bait inside the barrel so that it doesn't get wet and rot quickly, and then you stuff a bunch of sticks into that hole so that...
They're both sexting right now. They can't. They missed the innuendo.
Listen, the bear thing. I'm like, yeah.
I may have just texted. Now talking hunting. Womp womp.
Wait, how do you spell womp womp?
W H O M P.
Like,
womp womp. Okay.
There it is.
All right, I'll accept that.
Thanks for your acceptance.
Well, Riley keeps calling and texting my phone saying, I want to be on the podcast. I want to be on the podcast. And I keep silencing her and telling her, shut up.
Aw. Kylie can come on the podcast. We'll have to do like a PG-rated, family-friendly version.
Oh, that would be so
if
fun.
We're capable of that.
So much fun.
No genitalia talk.
So I'm out.
She loves listening to it, and she, you know, it's so funny, but there are certain things.
Right.
Like,
that you know,
elongated clitorises, I'm jerking off in the public bathroom. There's things that I just don't want her to hear.
Pink socks.
Yeah.
Snatches.
Pink sock. Yeah.
Are you guys aware of what the pink sock is?
Pink
I bet
sock?
Jen is.
Go ahead and Google that.
Oh, there was a story associated with this. A friend of mine had a friend in Bucksport. Who, I'll make this quick, but basically, this is a big dude. He was like this Indian guy, Indian Native American, feather not dot.
There you go.
Gotcha. Yep.
Big guy. He's there wailing away on his girlfriend, and her dad comes home. And so he was in the...
Midst,
in the backside. And
balls
the,
deep.
The quick retreat ended up...
Prolapsing that colon.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just Urban Dictionary.
I can see the looks on their faces as they're both Google imaging
this.
This.
It like gets used better. In a sentence here. When I left prison, I had a pink sock the size of Texas.
Oh my God! Jesus Christ!
That's like a pink knee-high stocking. You got some of the small intestine coming out.
So the father ended up having to take the daughter to the hospital to get it poked back in. And
they
the best part,
it back in.
That guy that coming Halloween dressed up as a pink sock.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Wow. Or when your ass comes out of your ass.
Yes. Yep. Otherwise known as.
Related words. Dirty Sanchez, Donkey Punch, Cleveland Steamer, Anal, Rusty Trombone, Angry Dragon, Hot Carl, Blumpkin, Alabama Hot Pocket, Angry Pirate, Tony Danza, Abe Lincoln, Houdini, Hot Carl, Hot Lunch, Come Ass, Chili Dog, and Shit.
I'm curious about this Alabama Hot Pocket.
This is what I used
that
to
That kind of stood out to me, too, an Alabama Hot Pocket.
That one says, the art of separating...
Kylie, no. Kylie,
come
no.
On, Gina.
Kylie, turn it off.
The art of separating the vagina lips and taking a shot inside.
Oh, and wow.
Possibly having sex with it afterwards.
Oh,
wait. Read the description. Shayna decided to have her vagina needed some lube, so her boyfriend performed an Alabama Hot Pocket.
Oh, wow.
Shayna was the example name in that one. That's beautiful.
Was it Tony Danza?
It's spelled incorrectly.
The Tony Danza.
Jesus Christ.
Also,
wow.
Punching. We got way off track here.
Remind me if I'm ever driving through Alabama not to stop and ask for a Hot Pocket at the grocery store. The Hot Pockets are out back in the freezer. I'll give you one.
Before we stop, I just want to read what the Tony Danza is. when you're giving it to a chick from behind and you yell out, "Who's the boss?" She'll get confused and turn her head around. At this moment, you donkey punch her in the face and scream, "Tony Danza!"
Donkey punch her with your clown penis.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, man.
I think we got a new segment coming.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That's great.
Rob's like, "I hope not."
We're just miseducating all of Ellsworth. That's all.
I actually have a couple in the chamber, too. Have you guys heard of the Casper?
No.
I feel like you told me about it, but I read it.
That's a good one. That's when you get a friend of yours who's got to be similar stature, build, and size. In all ways. And you're banging your old lady from behind, and then you quickly get your buddy to tap in, take your place. You got to do it on a first floor. It wouldn't work up here. I've tried it. Right. So you get your buddy to run around, tap on the window, and wave. Or actually, you run around, tap on the window, and wave while your buddy's filling in. So
see, now you're the only one here that actually has one named after you. You're a girl getting robbed, right?
This is true.
It's not only just theft. It's
really
there's a move.
Oh wait,
there.
Is there?
No, but
oh damn it, we can make one up. I'm sure we could come up with something.
Dirty mind thinking about a couple episodes ago when Sarah got robbed, and I'm just sitting there laughing.
Oh wow, like, I never like, made the connection.
Where's
she
the
got robbed,
here?
All right.
Yeah, right. Boy, we missed that pun.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for that, Barrett. Nice. Have you guys heard of the? If I can think of the name of it now. Fuck.
No, that's just normal.
You've heard of that one.
It's kind of like missionary.
Yeah. The Angry Dragon's a good one.
What is the Angry Dragon?
Hold on, I'll read it.
She's got it right there.
Angry Dragon. Immediately after you blow your load in a girl's mouth, smack the back of her head and make it come out of her nose. When she gets up, she'll look like an angry dragon.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So this one will take a little bit of typing, but look up albino catfish in a glass-bottom boat.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, is that like a move, or is that just something that's disturbing?
That sounds like it may take an entire evening.
Yeah.
Like, involve some planning
and a few other
strategy.
People.
I clicked on the Cleveland Steamer, if you want to know what that is.
What's the Cleveland Steamer?
The Cleveland Steamer is far more specific than the listings I have seen here. A sexual act by nature. The Cleveland Steamer is when one person craps on another person's chest and then sits down and rocks back and forth like a steamroller.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so much typing. It involves bananas and saran wrap.
Jesus Christ. Almighty.
Bananas and saran wrap. And here I was, just looking up strawberry shortcake.
So, albino catfish, a sex act involving two partners where one partner inserts a unpeeled banana into the other partner's rectum. As the banana is ejected from the rectum, it is peeled and eaten by the other partner. The albino catfish is often seen on a glass-bottom boat rides, which would be the saran wrap.
Wow, that is complex.
I drank a lot of beers in college and looked up these things.
Jesus Christ. That's hardcore.
The action in which the male ejaculates on his partner's face and then the male punches his partner's nose, which causes blood to stream forth. The semen and blood fluids create a red and white image, just like the icing and filling of a strawberry shortcake.
Jesus Christ.
Just gave my girlfriend strawberry shortcake.
And now I'm going to jail.
That's just rude, yeah. That is disrespectful. Yeah.
And on that note, we are pretty much out of time.
All right, yeah, it's probably a good thing. Yeah. This is just getting worse and worse.
Because I see a lot of Googling still happening. We got to save some for next time, right?
That's right.
I did have one other topic, if you wanted.
Oh, yeah, Barrett had something in mind.
He had a grievance.
He was going to bring up.
Uh-oh.
Barrett had a grievance.
This actually brings back nightmares for Jen, I'm pretty sure. So I think this involves actually more people that listen to the podcast than we're probably aware of. But, back in like 1990, something ruined my life and other people's lives.
It was hell.
Your chin was bloody as shit because of a certain individual And it still goes on today.
It does.
Yep, it's everywhere. She's scarred for life, you can tell. I think she's crying a little bit.
Nationwide.
There's a tear. What's going on?
A single solitary tear.
So there's a few different things, one of those being chin scraps.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then there's also the Chin Rancher. Eric knows that. Yeah, you got all the right things. Then there's the full body ratchet.
Oh, I never got that extreme. I never saw the full body one.
Well, we went to school with the
inventor,
creator.
The master.
Okay, let's hear it. Who created?
Oh, we're going with the name.
Who's the self-proclaimed?
He's famous.
Name drop.
Joe Connery.
This is nationwide. I have a feeling this is all the way to, like, San Diego.
Absolutely.
It must have spread.
Like, fingernails never cut for, like, 3 months, and then just, like, rip your head right back.
Wow.
I don't know how many detentions the kid got from just, like, the teacher would be going along and writing stuff on the board, and he'd just, like, get up in class and just come running over and be like, yeah! And just rip your chin off. And this went on for like 10 years. And it's still happening today.
It is.
Is it really still going on?
I can't shake it.
And he's famous for it. I have nightmares about it. Nobody was exempt. Nobody.
Jason Hardison, I know what you're I know you know about this.
Absolutely.
Share it among friend and friend.
High school, everywhere. Everyone knows what the Chin Rancher is.
So this is more like a PSA. You guys are like warning the world. Watch out for the ratchet.
I think that we want to put our feelers out and see who else has been affected. We need to know how far this has gone.
My sister's in Florida, and I know it's there.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I wonder if this is international.
We need one of those Facebook polls on the website.
Yeah.
Have you been affected by a chin ratchet?
Wow.
Yep.
I have no idea about this.
Oh, you're a Jehovah's Witness.
Her. don't ranch her off the edge
it.
Of the
don't
stairs.
I'm good.
Did you guys do the ratchet block?
Oh, yeah.
You have to put the hand up. Yeah.
Full ranch protector.
Somebody went for
elbow. Elbow.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yep.
This is serious.
Holy
wake
shit.
Up in the middle of the night screaming.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have forgotten all about it. See, I was kind of a hybrid because I hung out a lot in Ellsworth, but I went to high school at MBI and hung out in Bar Harbor a lot too. But I had some friends here in Ellsworth, so I was eventually introduced to that. I got introduced by Matt Nichols. I don't know if you guys know him.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since he was in my class in first grade, and in the classrooms, we had shared bathrooms. So two classrooms next to each other had a shared boys and girls bathroom in between them. You know, so one was a boy's room, one was a girl's room, and when the light was on, you could see through a clear, like, window and that someone was in there. So, basically, ever since first grade, this was the first incident that I remember, one of my first scarring incidents. Someone in my class or the class next to us was pissing on the toilet paper. Like, in the bathroom, legit, they'd go to the bathroom, piss on the toilet paper.
This is, like, almost 30 years ago. I remember this like it was yesterday.
It is.
Like,
and how can I... I can't remember someone's phone number, but I can remember that Joe pissed on the toilet paper in first grade.
They stopped letting us go to the bathroom.
They would go in after everyone and check, and finally they caught him red-handed. Because, you know, if someone pissed on the toilet paper, it ruins it for everybody else, and then Janitor Chuck would have to come change the toilet paper.
Right.
Or Hook. Yeah. We had Chuck. Remember Chuck? He's still there.
Hold on. There's like always, every school has a Hook.
Mm.
We had a Hook when I lived in Augusta.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
What if that's just to like scare children into not fucking around in the bathroom?
It was
the guy with the Hook's going to come along.
It was a fake. Yeah,
it wasn't real.
Maybe janitorial engineering is a very dangerous
yes. profession. Easy to lose a hand trying to sweep up vomit. Spraying that little sawdust stuff on vomit.
So it was an involuntary thing, but it spread because it went from not just him to others,
yes,
people
absolutely.
Doing it. Because I know, I like I said, I got it in 7th grade in Cave Hill.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he was there before I got there. I moved there from Lemoyne. And I had never been ratcheted.
Yeah.
I had never had that experience. And I spent most of my years in Cave Hill like you said, defending, driving my chin into my chest
to
protect myself. And then I thought it went away when he graduated, and then I ended up in high school, and there it was again.
Yes.
It's like the clap. You know when you got it, and you can't get rid of it.
Right, exactly. It was terrible. But, so you're saying you don't even know Joe?
No, not at all. Wow. So it was like passed on to me, you know, third or fourth hand. I don't even know. I think Matt got it from Terry Pinkham, and, you know, it just it made its way down the line.
It's everywhere.
And,
it's just like an STD. You're right.
It is.
There was like the straight on where you just come straight up with a straight hand, and then there was like the.
We'll post some pictures on the Facebook page to demonstrate
some examples. Yeah, and there had to be there was always the sound effect with it. Oh, is that another one too?
Oh, there it is, the whistle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See, when it was done to me, it was always...
Now I'm fucking traumatized, man. I haven't thought of this shit in fucking 100 years. I'm getting antsy now. Start ducking my head down and protect my chin here.
Can you do me a favor and just reach over and just give...
Give him a ratchet.
Just a rancher.
I get the mic boom in the way.
Yeah.
The protection here.
We're all friends here.
We could just do like a circle jerk of ranchers. Everybody reach over to your right.
There's some trust in there, though, because if people don't cut their fingernails regularly,
right.
Blood shows up on them.
Now, there's two names for them because sometimes they would be a chin rancher and sometimes they would be a ratchet.
Right.
Which has a ratchet whole new meaning is what these days with kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, does it?
That's so ratchet.
Maybe that's turned into that over the decades.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's where evolved. Ratchet came
Talk
from.
About a trendsetter, though. Yeah. Now, you said it's in Florida, meaning the creators in Florida doing it, or it has traveled that far, people are doing it in Florida?
Oh, I tortured my sister, and now she's done that to her boyfriend and probably other people
down
there.
And it's just being passed
around. Oh, I'm sure.
It is an STD, that's what it is. It's just being passed around.
Nice.
Wow.
Catch the fever.
That's great. Catch the fever. All right, so that's it. On our Facebook page, we'll do a poll of people that have been affected or have been exposed
to... Have you been affected by ratchets or ranchers?
I knew this would hit home for Eric. I knew that you couldn't have escaped that.
Oh, no. No, unfortunately, I did not. Nope. I didn't realize there were so many of us, though.
Yeah.
I thought I always felt alone in it.
I'm going to start
like a
Facebook
bunch of kids that were all molested by the same priest. Like, people are coming out now, and like, I, too, was affected by ranchers and ratchets.
Seriously, I'm going to start a Facebook group.
Yes.
People affected by chin ranchers or ratchets. And see how many members I can get.
That's absolutely.
Good. I like that.
I'm going to need some help with some pictures, some, you know, editorial cartoon things. You know, really get that chin meat.
I think the person that drew the picture on one
The artwork. Yes.
We should contact her.
I don't know where it went.
Sketch artist.
Yeah. The sketch artist, yeah. All right. Well, that's good. Thanks for bringing back horrible memories for me.
You won't sleep at night now.
Yeah.
He'd be sleeping with his hand on his neck.
I'll wake up shrieking, hearing.
So anyone that's listening to this podcast, make sure you hand out a free rancher today.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming on, guys, as usual.
Yep. And we need to get a, you know what, from all of you.
Piss sample?
Yeah. No. Not this week. Next week. Can we get it all at the same time?
Same time. All
right. Yep. Want a countdown? Robbie, give him a countdown.
All right. I'll count to three. One, two, three.
Mon, dude.
Fucking beautiful.
Yank.
On my tits, I had disco pasties.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2, downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2, downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!